Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A new WBUR poll today finds the two Democrats challenging Massachusetts Republican Governor Charlie Baker face an uphill battle. According to the poll, Baker remains extremely popular across the state, while Democrats Jay Gonzalez and Bob Massey remain practically unknown, with the majorities of voters saying they've never heard of either one of them. The poll comes as the Democratic State Convention starts today in Worcester, where Democratic delegates will endorse candidates for governor and other statewide offices. Joining us to talk about all this is WBUR's Anthony Brooks. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Bob.
First, quickly on the poll, the results of which are remarkably consistent with our past polls, which have found Governor Baker very popular and his Democratic rivals struggling.
Yeah, that's right, Bob. I mean, any poll is just a snapshot of the moment and should always be taken with a grain of salt. But when you have poll after poll after poll saying more or less the same thing, it adds up to something significant. So this latest poll once again finds Charlie Baker with very high approval ratings. It finds that 67% view him favorably, only 9% view him unfavorably. He's popular with Republicans, with independents. He even does well with Democrats. So here's Steve Cazella, president of the Mass Inc. polling group, which conducted the WBUR poll.
We paired him up against both Jay Gonzalez and Bob Massey and found him with a 40-point lead against either potential Democratic challenger.
A 40-point lead, so very good news for Baker and a very different story for Jay Gonzalez and Bob Massey, the Democrats.
That's right. And this, too, has been a consistent theme in our previous polls. Voters are either not paying attention to this race for governor or the Democrats just haven't been able to break through the noise of President Trump and the endless national news cycle. Our poll found that 66% of voters have never heard of Bob Massey. 79% have never heard of Jay Gonzalez. These are very high numbers, especially this late.
All right, so let's talk about the Democratic State Convention, which gets underway today in Worcester. Delegates will be endorsing candidates for governor, for lieutenant governor, and for U.S. Senate. But since Elizabeth Warren's nomination for the Senate is uncontested, let's stay focused on the gubernatorial candidates. You, as I understand it, Anthony, talk to both of them this week. What are they saying they need to accomplish at the convention?
Well, what they need to do is to get 15% of the delegates in order to win a place on the September 4th primary ballot. And both Jay Gonzalez and Bob Massey are expected to do that. But of course, what they'd like to do is win the delegate vote, which would give them bragging rights. Jay Gonzalez's campaign is very confident, predicting that Gonzalez will win that delegate vote. They've been working hard to line up delegate support. And when I spoke to Jay Gonzalez earlier this week, he said that his message to delegates will focus on Governor Baker and how the state should be doing a lot better.
We face a lot of big challenges. We have one of the worst transportation systems in the country. We have an opioid crisis that's raging and ruining people's lives. Our public education system is letting too many of our young people down. We should expect more, and we need a sense of urgency on these issues. I want to be a governor that's going to work with a sense of urgency to make progress on these big issues that are holding people back, and a governor who will stand up for every single person in this state, which we don't have right now with Governor Baker.
Democrat Jay Gonzalez, whose resume, of course, includes being Secretary of Administration and Finance under former Governor Deval Patrick. What about Bob Massey, the environmental activist and political organizer, Anthony?
Well, it's interesting. He's setting his bar a bit lower. When I talked to him, he said he believed that his rival, Jay Gonzalez, would probably do pretty well. And he conceded that Gonzalez has more pull from the inside of the political system and has probably done a better job of lining up delegates. So Massey, who casts himself in this race as the true progressive, though they both call themselves progressive, and the outsider, is saying that he just wants to reach that 15% threshold, then get back out on the campaign trail and win the September primary. When I talked to him yesterday, he was just finishing up his speech that he's going to give to delegates in Worcester tomorrow. And he said his message would also be about how Massachusetts isn't doing as well as it should be under Charlie Baker.
I want to say we can really do much, much, much better. We could be not only addressing those deep problems of today and the underlying inequality that is getting worse, but we could also be setting up for our future prosperity, building 100% renewable energy, having a state-of-the-art and statewide transportation system, putting people back on track to get a higher education, and moving to single payer. We put Massachusetts back in leadership, and we push back against the Trump agenda, and we move forward, as I think many, many people are ready to do.
So both Bob Massey there and Jay Gonzalez are sounding similar themes. We can do better than Governor Charlie Baker, and they also want to spend more on transportation, education, the green economy, and so forth. Are there policies on which they substantially disagree? And if not, how are they going to distinguish themselves before the delegates at the convention this weekend?
Bob, there really is very little daylight between these two candidates when it comes to actual policies and what they're proposing. They both support the millionaire's tax to raise money and to spend more on, as you mentioned, these big, ambitious programs. And they both accuse Charlie Baker of sort of being a no new taxes governor, of neglecting the investments that they say the state should be making in these big things like transportation, education, the green economy. And they both say this is precisely when we should be spending more because the state is flush. We can spend more. Bob Massey goes so far as to call Baker's fiscal approach an austerity budget. Gonzalez calls it dishonest because he says it isn't addressing the needs of the state. So they do agree on policies, and where they disagree is on which one of them is equipped to deliver on these promises. And it really comes down to the government insider, Jay Gonzalez, versus the political activist and outsider, Bob Massey. So here's Jay Gonzalez on this question.
You know, I've worked in a leadership position in state government for Governor Patrick as his Secretary of Administration and Finance. So I've been there. I've done it. I know how the process works. I've worked successfully through it. Bob and I both have a very ambitious progressive agenda. It's not going to matter what we want to do unless we actually do it. And I think based on my experience, I'm best positioned to deliver on that type of ambitious progressive agenda that we're offering.
And Bob, by contrast, here's Bob Massey, who admits openly, you know, I don't have government experience, and that's one of my strengths.
One of the things that Jay is saying, that is, he's a good manager, and the key here is management. Charlie Baker says he's a good manager. I think this is about leadership, and leadership means the ability to see the whole picture, not just how the state house works, but where Massachusetts is in its own history, where it is in our domestic politics, where it is in the international economy. Understanding that.
So, Bob, not only are the two Democrats struggling to be noticed, they're also low on cash. But they're hoping this weekend's state convention will give them some much-needed visibility and a chance to fire up their campaigns.
Okay, well, we'll see where it goes for them this weekend at the Democratic State Convention. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob. My pleasure.